or Trump judges, Bush judges, or Clinton judges. What we have is an extraordinary group of dedicated judges. President responding, sorry, Chief Justice John Roberts, but you do indeed have Obama judges, and they have a much different point of view than the people who are charged with the safety of our country.
Fox's John Decker. Americans are heading out in record numbers for the holiday weekend.
We're going to do a little Black Friday shopping and have some good food.
Around 54 million Americans are expected to travel by air, rail, and on the road over the Thanksgiving holiday. This is Fox News. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. Here they come out of the downtown area onto Arbor, then to 85 northbound, also onto 65 north and south. My friends, be careful. As far as accidents go, we're still doing good at this second. Keep your fingers crossed it stays that way. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State. It's going on now through December 7th. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
the
lawyers.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The federal government is asking a judge to dismiss Alabama's lawsuit seeking to exclude people living in the country illegally from the 2020 U.S. Census. A federal judge on Wednesday gave Alabama until January 25th to respond to the request. U.S. Department of Justice lawyers wrote in a court filing last week that Alabama's claim that it could lose a congressional seat because of the practice is entirely speculative. A woman has been indicted for a 2017 stabbing death in Montgomery. 33-year-old Harriet Holloway was indicted for the death of 38-year-old Peter Zatrini. Zatrini was stabbed last October on the West South Boulevard. An officer shot and killed a man who police say opened fire on them outside a Walmart in Talladega. A second person was found dead inside the man's car. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I think our forecast is pretty good. Mostly clear skies tonight. Kind of chilly, but not bad. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 39. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, we should be dry, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Low tomorrow night right around 40. And then on Black Friday, chance of a few showers, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. Then rain and a few thunderstorms Friday night and through the first part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the way. Friday's high in the 50s up to about 66. On Saturday. I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at a kickoff of 63 and 58 by the end of that game. It should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gobble, gobble, go, let you start to grow. Eat me with some cornbread and casserole. Chew up on my leg or bite into my wing. Your family's eating me on Thanksgiving.
Giving.
So come on at the table. Carve me up. Take the ladle. Scoop it up.
Pour some gravy on me.
Oh, until you are stuffed.
Pour some gravy on me.
I'm juicy and plump.
Pour some gravy on me.
Dinner has begun. I'm good. Taste my meat. I'm the bird you will eat, yeah.
What a weird parody of Pour Some Sugar on Me. I'm the bird, taste my meat. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Welcome back to Happy Hour, 272-9228, 272-9228. We've been talking pretty much all day, all happy hour, about pie. What is the best pie, especially around Thanksgiving? We talked a little bit about Trump and Saudi Arabia, but, you know, we're going into the holidays. I'm not going to condescend to you guys. Don't talk about politics. Do talk about it. Do what you want. Enjoy your holiday.
Pie's a lot funner than Trump and Saudi.
It's a lot more fun. A lot more fun. Is it?
I've not. There you go. Correcting my grammar.
No, what I was about to say is how do you conjugate the fun? Funner, funnest, most fun, more fun? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
More fun, I think, would probably be proper.
Hey, William B., how you doing?
All right, how's everybody?
Oh, William B. will have the answer. Is it funner or more fun?
It's more funner.
More funner, there you go.
Oh, man, why do you ask me stuff like that? You know I ain't real bright. Hey, I think my favorite pie is pecan pie, but I was calling to see if either one of y'all knew... Who's got the best sushi in Owasso? Would it be the BP or the Gulf Station?
The BP in Hainville.
In Hainville,
right, okay. There at 21.
Yeah, they got good sushi there.
Great sushi. They make it on Monday and they have it all week.
Wait, are y'all speaking in code?
Oh man, Joey don't know about gas station sushi. I guess I don't know.
I don't want to know about it.
Anyway, so everybody's gonna have a good Thanksgiving, I hope.
Yeah, it should be good.
Hey, let me ask you this, William.
Yes.
Let me ask you this about on pecan pie now. Are you talking about pecan pie, Alaga, cane syrup, or Cairo corn syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Most people that I know use the Cairo, but the Alaga is better.
So you would go with cane over corn?
Yes.
We put too much corn in all of our food, generally.
Yeah, you know, corn's for drinking, man.
Is that how you get your vegetables?
That's
you get
right.
Your corn from a jar like
that corn syrup.
That's hillbillies.
Like them folks on Rocky Top. Corn don't grow at all on Rocky Top, right?
That's right. We got our corn from a jar.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that bad jokes are not a crime because I'd be probably doing life.
Oh, that's true. That's
true.
We
would probably be sharing a jail cell there, William B.
Yeah, cuddling each other for warmth.
Speaking of corn, there's a lot of corn in our humor, you know? But anyway.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. You got any big plans for Thanksgiving, or are you just hanging out?
Well, my wife's got to work.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she does the retail thing, and, you know. Black Friday has become Black Thursday at this unnamed department store that she works at that's based in Bentonville, Arkansas.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They anyway, don't get me started on them, but they don't treat their folks really well at all.
Well, go buy your own pie and eat it.
Yeah, well, I'll probably just go up there and harass people.
Okay.
While she's working, you know, that's what I usually do.
That sounds fun.
You know, just go in there and make a mess and harass the management, saying, well, you know, if you didn't have my wife working, I'd be home eating.
All right. Or you can go down to Haneville and get you some sushi.
Well, yeah, I could do that. Now, I'm probably going to be working all weekend. I'm off 4 days. I got a couple of rooms I got to paint and all that kind of stuff. So, you know.
All right, well, try to make the best of it.
I got things to keep me busy. Y'all have a good one.
All right, bye with you.
So, I don't know. I think pecan pie has been upset by that bourbon eggnog custard pie. Or the pecan pie with the chocolate and the bacon.
Yeah, I'm really torn.
No, let's get off this.
I'm really torn.
Yeah, what are you torn between?
Didn't Marianne call in and say put the bacon?
Yeah, on with the chocolate and the
on
pecans.
The chocolate pecan pie?
The pecans, yeah.
They're not pecans. Well, you whatever. Pee in a can. It's a pecan once it hits the
next, you'll be telling me that you don't get your prostate checked.
No, you don't. It's prostate.
Prostate.
Come on, man.
Pecan, prostate, tomato.
It's just like football. It's not pro football. It's pro football. No, you had put something. I saw this morning on Facebook that you had posted something about this magnificent macaroni and cheese that you were going to make.
Yeah.
I enjoy the savory as much, if not more, than the sweet side of eating.
No, I haven't yet decided to put bacon in it or not. Because, I mean, usually I do. But I have, piled together such an assortment of cheeses, a variety of flavors, that I'm not sure I need bacon. I think it might be savory enough. But number one, I've already got all the fixings. I'm going to put it together tomorrow morning and then prepare it to bake once I go to my grandfather's. And if the family's out there listening, here's your preview, because I'm going to have the best side.
And I've already gotten like a preview of what's going in it, and I have one huge issue with this dish.
Let's hear how this all began. Because my lovely Aunt Kim, the sweetest woman on earth, was saying, Joey, would you like to bring a side or a side salad? I don't know if you're still going to be here on your diet.
It's Thanksgiving, dude.
That's what I said. I said it nicely. I was like, come on, it's Thanksgiving. There's no diet. And plus, if you look at my diet, what I've been eating is steak and fish. I'm not a rabbit. And by the way,
yeah, I'm going to bring a salmon.
Serves you right, folks, for eating romaine lettuce. I wasn't even under threat of E. coli because I never eat salad.
I saw the funniest thing today.
Anyway.
He said, you know what? The McDonald's McRib has never been recalled because of an E. coli scare. Ha ha to all you that eat salads.
But anyway, so my reaction to this in my head is they think I'm on a diet. So I'm going to create the most, carb-loaded,
stop you
blood
up.
Sugar, stop up those bowels, savory, over-the-top concoction I can come up with. So what do you go with? You have to go with mac and cheese. So first, what type of pasta? You could do the traditional elbow. I decided, no. I want maximum cheese coverage. So I went with shells. Like the macaroni shells.
Okay, and see, that's where you lost me right there, because what did you say you were making? Macaroni and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
You can't make macaroni and cheese if you don't use macaroni. It's shells and cheese. Change the name of your dish. Make it your own. Own it. Make it bow tie and cheese. Make it your own, Joey. Don't try to rob what macaroni did for us. Macaroni had a good run. Macaroni is done. You are describing shells and cheese.
I know when I'm wrong. Shells and cheese, then.
A good coach encourages you.
Yeah, it's still mac and cheese for all intents and purposes. So, I went with shells instead of the elbow macaroni.
Okay.
Because I want the cheese to get up in there, you know. Like, when it gets up in there, you know. So that was the choice of pasta. And then, of course, there's going to be butter. I get some Kerrygold, some Irish butter. Of course, garlic. Maybe a little bit of onion. Maybe some shallots. I haven't decided. But definitely garlic. Definitely some onion.
Might go with shallots over onions. Right. A little softer, right. A little sweeter.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. They're real good. So, the idea is to create a bechamel, fancy word for a cheese sauce.
Oh, look at you, bechamel. Mr. College Boy. Oh, now I know how Greg feels. I didn't graduate no college.
Good. Anyway, you get that sautéing. You get the butter cooking with the garlic and the shallots, and then you put in a little bit of whole milk and a little bit of half and half. I didn't want to go full heavy cream because I looked at it for a second this morning. Like, should I go heavy? No, I'm going to put more butter instead of more heavy cream. But that's what's going to happen is that dairy fat gets going, the butter, and that's where you're going to make the cheese sauce.
Oh, yeah.
You slowly melt in about a third of the cheese I got. And then the idea is you create that cheese sauce, you put the noodles in with the cheese sauce, you put down a layer of noodles, then you put down a layer of your shredded cheese medley, more noodles, then another layer, and then I'm actually going to do slices of Gouda on top.
Love Gouda.
Maybe some Gouda slices in the middle, too. But anyway, let's get to the cheeses, because this is where I really splurge. And I'm not just talking about quantity, it's a lot of cheese, but quality as well. And a shout out to Cabot. I like Cabot.
I noticed the name brand you were using, and I was
mostly
very
Cabot.
Impressed.
Okay, I did Cabot Seriously Sharp Cheddar. Really good stuff. I like my sharp cheddars, and Seriously Sharp, it's seriously sharp.
With an E.
Yeah, no, not
in with serious. That's serious has an E in it.
That's... Anyway, Cabot Seriously Sharp, New York Reserve, which is like
New York cheddar.
So, it's Cabot New York Reserve. It's very creamy, really, really good stuff. Then Thousand Day Canadian Aged Cheddar.
How long did it take them to make that?
I don't know. Something like 1,000 days. Probably a little
almost
more than
like
that.
3 years.
Right. And so that stuff is like, it's got a Parmesan, a tangy, salty element to it, but it's still cheddar, so it's got that creamy finish. I'm not throwing anything off too much. It's, all we're talking is cheddar thus far.
Yeah, because Parmesan doesn't have the melt factor, and so cheese you're describing,
it has
still
the
got the cream
melt factor,
and melt factor.
But it has little crystals in it.
But it's like, got the
it's so
salt.
Good. Right. It's salty
natural
and
salt.
Salty
not
and
added, yes.
It's so good. And then what else did I get? Oh, well, and this will be what goes in the cheese sauce. I saw it. I've never used it before. I'll have to use it sparingly because I have a feeling it's going to go a long way. But I'll taste test it before I get going with it. But you're talking...
I know what you're going to say. I'm not going to take your thunder.
Black truffle. Actual bits of actual black truffle goat cheese.
Yes.
Now, it's tangy. It's going to be real savory and potent. You don't want to use a lot of it because you could ruin the dish. But I will taste it and try to flavor, and that's going to be mostly in the cheese sauce. Getting that truffle infused and that dairy fat.
That's what I would do. Because that way it will get distributed throughout the whole dish a lot better if you put it in the sauce instead of trying to layer it. You know, inside
the
dish itself.
Well, and I might even do this tonight so it can sit in the fridge overnight before I bake it at my grandfather's tomorrow instead of waiting till the morning. What do you think?
It sounds magnificent. Did you say anything? Are you going to do anything like make a roux? Or are you going to put any flour?
Yeah,
in
flour.
Okay.
Yes, that'll thicken up the cheese sauce with the whole milk and the half and half.
Sounds pretty strong.
Yeah.
Or
should
what
I,
you could do.
Should I throw bacon in?
Rather than the whole milk and half, you can get evaporated milk.
Mm. I've already picked all this stuff up, though.
Okay.
That'll
be fine. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Now, what would really set it off is if you had some real raw milk straight out of the udder. I'm talking genuine raw dairy milk straight from the cow. Now, you're talking about making a roux. that's why the old people stuff tasted better than ours, too. They had a cow in the back. They go out there, squit, 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 and then there's their milk, and they use it.
That sounds amazing, and it sounds so amazing.
The whole milk had more cream in it.
It sounds so amazing, I have to hit a break. I need a moment alone, folks.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I just checked out 65 and 85 for you. As far as major accidents and slowdowns go, we're doing okay. Kind of controlled chaos out there right now. But, you know, I'll take it on this day, the busiest traffic day of the year. We just checked out the Boulevard. Now, that's a different story. Very busy out there. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating, just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you, to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I just checked out 65 and 85 for you. As far as major accidents and slowdowns go, we're doing okay. Kind of controlled chaos out there right now. But, you know, I'll take it on this day, the busiest traffic day of the year. We just checked out the Boulevard. Now, that's a different story. Very busy out there. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Happy Hour. This is Joey Clark filling in for Greg Budell. If you didn't know, Greg had some work done on his mouth.
He had a tooth fixed.
Oral surgery.
Yes, yes.
So get well soon, Greg. He'll be back on Monday.
Greg's a trooper.
It was his choice to play in this the day before Thanksgiving. So maybe it's a...
It's because he's a team player.
Yeah. He's a team player.
And that way he's built in vacation time. And
right.
So he's getting his, you know, four and a half days.
But look who's
for a price for half.
Look who's in the studio, Southernwood, 84. We have one.
Doctor.
The only, Mr. Spotlow. How are you, sir?
Seth's.
Good, man.
Supposedly.
You've only been on after 6 o'clock in the evening, yeah, for the most part.
It's kind of weird.
Right.
Yeah. Well, time changed. We roll back an hour, so he gets out of his coffin. Right. The vampire, he appears about 30 minutes earlier.
Traffic was way worse.
And, you know, all day we've been sitting here talking about what we do on Thanksgiving, which is food. You know, I think Thanksgiving, when it comes to the high holidays, Thanksgiving's one of the most nonchalant. Like, you get to hang out with the family, you watch some football or whatever, and you drink a little bit, and if you're into that sort of thing, and you eat.
And
Christmas, there's a little more to it. More magic to Christmas.
Well, and I don't think... I mean, at least like in our family, Thanksgiving is not like that mandatory thing. If something comes up and you don't make it, or, mm-hmm, you know, if this person's not there, it's not a big deal because, you know, Aunt Susie wasn't at Thanksgiving dinner that we were all eating at whichever place we choose that year. It's a little bit more casual. Now, Christmas, if Aunt Susie doesn't show up to Christmas, it's like... That's the end of the world.
But it's also cool on Thanksgiving because the dude next door can come and hang out, too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay.
Well, and Christmas has the combination of the Americanized, like where it's commercial. We have all the bells and whistles and Santa and the reindeer and all sorts of food. It's great. It's really festive, over-the-top celebration. And it's also, you know, the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Whereas Easter is a little more on the solemn side. Easter's a celebration, too. And it is the reason, but... Easter's kind of...
Yeah, you got Good Friday.
The bunny doesn't override, you know, the resurrection.
Right.
I think everybody understands what Easter's actually about. Whereas Christmas, sometimes you lose focus. Remember the reason for the season, folks, as we're getting into it. But Christmas has this sort of... Even the pagans celebrate Christmas. There's something about that time of year when it's cold. We can all celebrate, eat great food together.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a good cause. I'm one to say Merry Christmas. You can say Happy Holidays if you like.
Yeah, the pagans steal it. Well, you know, basically...
Well, the Catholic Church stole it.
All right, so basically the Christians stole a pagan holiday.
Right.
And now the pagans are stealing it back, and people get all mad about that. It's like... Dude, you realize Jesus was born on September the 29th. He was not born on December the 25th.
Don't get into calendars.
I can prove it. I can prove it to the day what
I'm
day
not
he was
saying
born.
You can't.
I'm just saying it tickles me that Christians get in an uproar about, well, pagans shouldn't be celebrating the birth of Christ on Christmas. Why do you celebrate the birth of Christ on a pagan holiday?
The history is fascinating. It really is. And I know
a lot of stuff started from that.
Yeah, Easter's the same way, because Easter is supposed to be, well, if you believe the Bible, Christ rose on, you know, after Passover. Passover was a day. It was not the first Saturday after the first full moon of spring. That's a pagan holiday.
Right.
It was basically April 15th was the day that Passover was, and you had the week that led up to it. So there's an exact date that Christ rose. Now, what year? You can fight that. So what the exact day itself was.
Time is just a
con. I don't want to get into all that. I want to talk about pie and macaroni and cheese.
No, here's
and all gratin potatoes.
But here, we mentioned it earlier. And by the way, I looked at the news, folks. Apparently, I just hit the microphone with my big honking nose. But apparently, it is a big nose. I have a big tongue, too. Look, I can touch my nose.
That's disgusting, Joey.
It isn't.
You have a medium-sized tongue and a large nose.
No, I have a big tongue. I have quite a sizable tongue.
Next topic, please.
It's a bit difficult sometimes to speak quickly with my large tongue. Anyway, we found an article on this new type of chocolate. Pink chocolate. Apparently, it's all natural. It's not like they just dyed it with a bunch of crap. No added colors.
The FDA hadn't said okay yet.
No, but that's, you know, that's governments.
Soon we'll have the pink
chocolate. You know, I thought living in a free country, you were allowed to do something until they told you you couldn't.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to do anything.
You know what I mean?
Until
in a free society, you should be able to do something until they tell you you can't.
Dude, this
and
ties...
And in many cases, they shouldn't even be able to tell you. You can't.
This ties into... it was something that Dan played towards the end of his show. The,
yes,
the
about
woman
pot in Massachusetts.
Oh, I almost said an ugly word against pot. She says, well... There may not be any studies proving that pot is detrimental on use. However, there's no study saying that it's not. It reminds me of there was a caller that called into Barron's show about a week ago and was making a point, and she says, "Well, if you can't say no, you can't say yes." And that's the exact
truth.
Reaction that comes out of you. But if you think about that's one of those that's one of those real simple phrases that the more you think about
that
it,
that is deep, man.
Is your intuition is she is off her rocker. She's crazy. But you know what? If you can't say no, you can't say yes. And that just kind of, and it also flips the phrase around. Well, if you can't say yes, you can't say no. Would make a little bit more sense. But you think about it. If you can't say no, you can't say yes.
You can't say
no. So don't say anything at all.
You can't
see what happens.
Yes. Wait. There's plenty of times where I've said yes, where I could have said no. Wait, so you're saying if I can't say no...
If you can't say no about something, you can't say yes about something.
What if I have no choice? I can say yes.
Can you tell me... All right, here's a question. Can you tell me for a fact, that there is a God in heaven that created the universe all on his own? Can you say that for a fact? Yes or no? Can you say no to that question? Can you say no?
No, you can't say no to that.
Then if you can't say no, you can't say yes.
Man, we're getting deep and controversial here.
See, I'm telling you.
That doesn't make any sense.
It sounds silly. It sounds like it doesn't make sense.
There's no way it does make sense.
It makes complete sense. If you can't say no, you can't say yes.
The more you think about it, the weirder it gets. It changes.
You can't.
Are we high right now?
I can say no.
Okay, we've been talking about pie.
So you can say
bacon.
Yes.
And now you're bringing up, like, God questions in the middle of some folksy saying, I don't know what has happened to this show, but I don't like it.
Well, Seth walked in. That's what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't play,
Let's go back to pie, man.
Right.
Key lime.
Right.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, that just threw a complete monkey wrench in every pie we talked about.
Okay. Greg's key lime. With chocolate. Okay. No, if you're going to do it, just do pecan, man.
You don't do key lime pie on Thanksgiving.
Man, I love
you
key
did,
lime
you,
pie.
Now, you never did you say it had to be a Thanksgiving pie.
Yeah,
you simply said pecan pie is the best.
You hear all the crap people are calling in random. Anything with liquor in it is great.
Yeah, it is.
No.
You know, I can say yes.
Wait, is tiramisu a pie?
No.
It wouldn't even hold a candle to most pies anyway.
No, tiramisu is not a pie. That is a pastry. Okay. I would classify it as pastry with a very thick, wonderful filling in
it. But back to the pot issue. That did really drive me nuts. The clip was this expert woman who, of course, is working for anti-children getting hooked on drugs. Because, you know, there are so many people out there in this world like, yeah, let's get the kids hooked on drugs. Goodness. Like, I'm sorry. I grew up with the Just Say No campaign. It was everywhere. It's a very stupid campaign.
Every time you ate lunch at school.
Right.
Once it's you like, made a yeah, happy just, face.
You know, like, let's have celibacy, you know, put a pill of aspirin between your knees and hold them together. That's a great, yeah, because that worked so well. Give me a break. You know, and I'm fine with this in the sense that, like, you probably, you know, a great indicator of being wealthy in this society is, you know, graduate high school, find a steady job, wait to get married to have children, and honestly, after you're married, you wait to, you know, save up a little more for that kid in their future, you'll probably be incredibly wealthy. Now, you cannot do those things and still end up wealthy. You'd still end up all right. But if you wait, it's good practical advice. But the idea of just no, without explanation, doesn't make any sense. And the just say no thing, especially if you know actual addicts, like, they're not happy being addicted.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
This is where the you can't say no if you don't say yes comes in.
Right. But anyway, I'm not getting into that stupid riddle. Not right now. No, but this one lady, what this lady said in Massachusetts is like, if you can't prove it, that it's harmful, why don't you just assume it's harmful? It's like, no, I don't care if it's beneficial or if it's harmful. How about it's my body, I'll do what I want.
And people are going to do that anyway.
How about we try freedom? You know, we keep saying land of the free, home of the brave, and maybe we have a lot of brave people out there. But you know what? I see a bunch of scared, grown man children out there who claim the only way we make the world safe is by assuming everything's harmful and restricting other people's behavior in order to make that true. You know what, lady? Why don't you go find your cost-benefit analysis of how pot is affecting the culture of Massachusetts? You know, go print it out. Get it peer-reviewed. But after you print it out, I want you to roll it up, lady. Roll it up nice and tight and shove it up your...
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And I said shove it up your backside because we're supposed to have liberty in this country, not a bunch of busybodies telling us what we can do. Now, here's Greg Budell.
A wise man once said, the quality of the result is remembered long after the price is paid. He was talking about paint. At John Lee Paints, they live by that because they sell Richards paint there. This is where the pros go, because when they quote a price, they want a paint that they can depend on to cover in one coat and leave a beautiful, rich finish, no matter how that room is lit, whether it's by candlelight or brilliant sunshine. You can't see the old paint behind it. You want a result that's going to last and last, you got to use a quality paint. And Richards Paint is the one we recommend. John Lee Paints also is the home for all the color charts in Montgomery for those areas that live by historical codes, like Old Alabama Town, Cloverdale. They can tell you what colors will work, and they can sell you the paint to get the job done as well. Charles Bubba Turner has a great team of painting professionals that will make sure you have everything you need so that when you start your project, you won't have to drop everything and run back. And they can teach you things like patching holes and sell you the products to accomplish those goals. So for the best result, go where the pros go. Your time matters too. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A woman has been indicted for a 2017 stabbing death in Montgomery. 33-year-old Harriet Holloway was indicted for the death of 38-year-old Peter Zetreni. Zetreni was stabbed last October on the West South Boulevard. The federal government is asking a judge to dismiss Alabama's lawsuit seeking to exclude people living in the country illegally from the 2020 U.S. Census. A federal judge on Wednesday gave Alabama until January 25th to respond to the request. U.S. Department of Justice lawyers wrote in a court filing last week that Alabama's claim that it could lose a congressional seat because of the practice is entirely speculative. An officer shot and killed a man who police say opened fire on them outside a Walmart in Talladega. A second person was found dead inside the man's car. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I think our forecast is pretty good. Mostly clear skies tonight. Kind of chilly, but not bad. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 39. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, we should be dry, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Low tomorrow night right around 40. And then on Black Friday, chance of a few showers, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. Then rain and a few thunderstorms Friday night and through the first part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the way. Friday's high in the 50s, up to about 66 on Saturday. I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at a kickoff of 63 and 58 by the end of that game. It should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberrying, I don't want no stuffing. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving's piled on my plate, mashed potato style. Hey, 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 hey. Pass the gravy.
Scoopsy potatoes, scoopsy potatoes, scoopsy potatoes, scoopsy potatoes. Oh, wait, we're back on air.
Do you realize, let's see, this is will be my 46th Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like 2 months old when my first one.
Okay.
So this is 46 Thanksgivings. Do you realize I have not once yet had mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving?
Really?
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I bet you love sweet potatoes.
We're talking like three or four different families. I mean, my family, plus my now family, plus my wife's family, even, on both her mother and her father's side. Nobody makes mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving.
What? That doesn't
make any sense.
What do you need another starch for? You got breakfast.
What do you need
a deviled egg for?
It's not a starch.
It's delicious. Potatoes are great.
No, we eat like
roasted garlic mashed potatoes with butter.
No.
Were you saying every day?
Thanksgiving is for foods that you don't eat but once a year or twice a year.
Say you invited some buddy with Yankee blood to your Thanksgiving get-together.
Okay.
And they brought some roasted garlic mashed potatoes with cheese and bacon. And what would you do? Would you eat it?
Yeah, I'd eat it, but I'd be like, what the hell's that? This is Thanksgiving, dude. I mean, Thanksgiving is about ham,
yeah,
turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, out of the can.
In the can.
With the little lines on it, so it shows you where to cut it, so you can cut it straight.
Yeah, perfectly symmetrical. But you got to have mashed potatoes as a base because it holds it all together. That's like the glue for life, and life is everything else, and then cherry is the cranberry.
I don't even know you.
Man. And then it gives you a reason to pour gravy on everything.
No, it is cool. Thanksgiving, it truly is an American holiday, full of cultural appropriation. No, and different regions have different traditions. Have you ever heard of oyster dressing?
No.
I've heard it's fantastic, though.
I would love to try it.
You know, you go a little further down south towards the coast, and you get a lot more of that. And that's probably incredible. I'm not a turkey guy. I'll eat a little bit.
That's what the gravy's for. You have to pour all that freaking gravy on that dry, garbage piece of meat in order to be able
to swallow
it.
Your mashed potatoes suck.
I didn't say my mashed potatoes suck. Now, we're fixing to fight.
Hey, gentlemen.
We just don't eat them on Thanksgiving.
Stop ruining the holidays. Let's argue about politics, not mashed potatoes.
Politics, not potatoes. Actually, I think Trump got one over on Chief Justice Roberts. Trump criticized the Obama judge on the asylum ruling. He tried to change asylum rules, if you come in illegally through executive order. And John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, was asked for comment, and he said, we don't have Obama judges or Bush judges. We have an independent judiciary. And Trump actually had a good comeback. He said, sorry, Chief Justice John Roberts, but you do indeed have Obama judges, and they have a much different point of view than the people who are charged with the safety of the country. It would be great if the Ninth Circuit was indeed an independent judiciary, but if it is, why are so many opposing view cases filed there? And why are a vast number of those cases overturned? Please study the numbers. And actually, I wonder if Trump would make the same point if, you know, you pointed out, say, a certain circuit that's a little more conservative. But here's the point. I think partisanship, in a way, has ruined the independent judiciary.
Oh, sure.
You've got Republican judges, you've got Democrat judges. And it's clear as day how they're going to rule before they even do it, for the most part. Occasionally, I will say, some of the Supreme Court does a great job of, like, working together. Like, Sotomayor and Gorsuch just came out and said the court should take on certain civil rights cases more. And that's the stuff I love. It's not, yeah. It doesn't make the news because it's not contentious. It's not controversial. Controversy sells. But, good on you, President Trump. And, you know, that's me, folks. I try to call him like I see it. That sometimes Trump says stupid crap, and he should be called out for it. Sometimes his policies are terrible. Sometimes he has a zinger when he comes back, and he's absolutely right.
That's why Joey's got a red hat in his car.
I don't have a red hat.
That's why the guy broke the window out to steal his Make America Great Again hat.
I'm not much of a joiner. I don't wear hats.
Yeah, he does.
When's the last time you see me wear a hat?
Before they busted your window in and stole it from you.
You are lying, and you know you're lying. You're a lying liar who lies. Your pants are on fire right now. Tell the truth. When's the last time you saw me wear a hat?
I have never seen you in a hat.
I look good in a hat, though.
Oh, good Lord of mercy. I'm sure you do.
No, especially like one of those like
fedora?
Not a
feather?
No, good
gonna call
God.
You a pimp?
No, I'm not putting a fedora on. I'm talking about, like, what is it? It's like an old man. It's not a fez. You know the Steely Dan song? Ain't gonna do it without the fez on. It's not about a hat. Anyway, it's like
Talking about the hat that, like, comes around and buttons
yes.
on the lid?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what you call that, though, but it's
like a derby hat, or
I don't know, but if you undo the button, you can, like, pull it down. It looks like a top hat.
Yeah.
And then you can pull it down and button the
My
lid.
Great-grandfather had some, and I inherited a couple of them. I look fantastic.
It's got a little slant.
I look a little pretentious, and it's fine, but I look good.
You sound like a friend of mine. I really do have a dynamite cowboy hat. I mean, it's an old George Strait. It's black felt hat, a nice cowboy hat, not one you get for $10 at the truck stop. And somehow, he gets it, a friend of mine, and he puts it on, and it's just like we are right here, just sitting around looking at each other. And he put the hat on, and it kind of fit him. He goes, man, I look good in this hat. And I'm like, how the hell do you know you look good? You're not even looking in a mirror. I said, you look like a goofwad with a cowboy hat on. No, man, I'm looking good in this hat.
I'm feeling good is what he should say. Look at the time. That's we got to hit this break. And this will continue, I suppose, for another hour, folks. This has been Happy Hour, but the Joey Clark Radio Hour is slowly approaching.
Dum, dum, dum.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 behaving themselves right now. Very busy. Southern Boulevard, that's going to be a challenge for you. Just those traffic lights back things up. Also, we checked the East Boulevard over 85 and Atlanta Highway. All carrying a lot of traffic, but doing okay. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what, when you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums. You should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fresh cut Fraser fir Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $49.99 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Fawn Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I would just like to talk to my generation, I suppose, but also the people older than my generation. I suppose I'll let Seth and Southernwood in on this. I need to talk to, in particular, Leeds Trinity University in the UK. They warned their teachers, in particular the journalism department of that university, their teachers that when communicating with students using all caps might make the students too scared to do the assignment. It's almost like the equivalent when you do all caps, correct me if I'm wrong, you are
raising your voice.
Raising your voice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is why we cannot have nice things,
no,
Joey.
This is how we get ants. And I'm not talking about those lovely women in your family. I'm talking about the ants that bite you and give you welts. I'm tired of these people that can't handle somebody raising their voice. We're not supposed to ever have any negative emotion at all. Never! No negative emotions! Never letting out passion! Have you ever watched 80s wrestling?
Brother?
Okay, well, I'm thinking that the young generation is a bunch of snowflakes. I'm gonna take a
It's just, it's unreal. Don't communicate in all caps. It's threatening. Good God.
It's not just the young generation.
Well, you can't even listen to James Brown. He raises his voice.
Soon they're going to tell you not to be happy. Don't be happy. Don't be sad. Be right in the middle.
It's ridiculous.
You had a vein throbbing during that.
And then what happens is that these kids who are treated like little precious babies, they're treated like little precious babies until life hits them in the damn face, and they end up listening to, like, death metal.
And that's how you end up living with your mom until you're 50.
Sorry, the Joey Clark Radio Hour is coming up next.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 behaving themselves right now. Very busy. Southern Boulevard, that's going to be a challenge for you. Just those traffic lights back things up. Also, we checked the East Boulevard over 85 and Atlanta Highway. All carrying a lot of traffic, but doing okay. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell from Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon and save 50% on an item under $30 in store or online this Friday only. Whether it's finding the perfect gift or buying new holiday lights, you'll be sure to find exactly what you're looking for. So save big on Black Friday all day long with 50% off an item under $30 in store or online only at Ace.
Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced item. Limit 1. Exclusions apply.
Hey, this is the Doc. Today I have Rug Doctor's Head of Innovation, Rich Newhouse. What's new, Rich?
The new Pro Deep Cleaner. It's our best Rug Doctor ever. Lighter, more versatile, and tons of power.
This is not your father's Rug Doctor.
No, this is my mother's Rug Doctor. She can deep clean her carpets, furniture, but her favorite thing is the brush velocity created by the Twin Tech motors.
Now I know where you get it from, Rich. Get your home guests ready for the holiday.